This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Wayne Stenjib just came by. I think he's the opening speaker. They're getting ready to roll here in Stanley, North Dakota for the Northwest Landowners Expo. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Sorry, I was distracted by the good Attorney General. He'll be joining us Friday on the program, so not today, but later this hour. Doug Goring will be here. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Allison Ritter, and more folks from the Northwest Landowners Association have some time right now to find out what's on your mind. Talked about everything from what happened last night in Iowa and the state of this presidential race. What changed, do you think? What is now, as you wake up today, what is different about this presidential race in your mind? I'd really love to know what you think about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are in Stanley, North Dakota. I have a beautiful view to the south, looking down Highway 8 towards the, I can't see it from here, but boy, about 20-some miles down the road there, some pretty beautiful country, maybe 30. As you get down to Lake Sakakawea, it's just what I do see is a whole lot of beautiful blue sky today here in Stanley, North Dakota. We are here for the Northwest Landowners Association Expo. And this is a great opportunity to meet and greet a lot of folks. They have a wonderful lineup of speakers. Wayne Stenjib, as I mentioned, the Attorney General is here. Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner. Julie Fedorchuk from the Public Service Commission. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who's going to join us here in a bit. We have Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader. We have Kent Onstad, who's the Democratic Majority Leader, Minority Leader. And just a whole host of folks. So kind of a who's who. A number of the companies represented here as well. And a huge crowd on hand in Stanley. This goes till 4 this afternoon. It's just starting now. You get a chance to stop on by. The Montrell South Complex is located, it's actually the Montrell County South Complex, in the south end of Stanley on Highway 8. So if you're at 2 and 8, you go south on 8, and you take about the second road that'll go to the west, and you'll see the signs. It says Montrell County Fair Complex. That's the place where you'll find all the action. So, and, of course, a good opportunity to find out what's happening. Landowners Association interacting with government officials and a lot going on. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council just sat down after mingling a little bit throughout the event. How are you, Ron?
Hi, Scott. Doing great. I got here a little bit early and took a drive around Stanley. And a beautiful day, of course. Excuse me, but certainly things have changed here. As you recall, Stanley was really the epicenter of the Bakken in 2007, 8, 9, 10, and really things began to kind of shift over towards McKenzie County in 2011 and 12. And things have quieted down here quite a bit.
Tommy Kendall, a buddy of mine, is with from the UAI International doing some work on planes. They're actually building in here in North Dakota aircraft, and obviously with the Center for Innovation. And he hadn't been on here for a while. Came out to display some things and talk with the landowners about all the things that are happening in unmanned aerial systems. And he said, "I can't believe Stanley. This is unbelievable." You know, and it's funny. To you and I, obviously, there's a little less activity with trucks and with drilling around here, but there's no. I mean, this is a community that really has grown in a really nice way.
Well, it has, and as I drove around the north side of town, they've got some nice housing complexes, duplexes up there north of the golf course. And, of course, a lot of business development along the Highway 2 here. And last time I was here, Main Street was all torn up, and that's real nice now. So the community looks good, I think, and this is kind of the vision of what we hope all these communities have is the way to use their oil tax revenues wisely and make a better community going forward. And we don't know what the Bakken's going to look like going forward, and everybody in the room there is coming up wants to know what the world's going on with oil prices, and, of course, who knows. But What we do know is that we got to get better at what we're doing. We got to the community's got to get more focused on how they're looking to their futures, and things are going to change here, and it's going to be a rough year, and that's going to be my message today. And I think everybody in agriculture here knows that, and certainly everybody on the oil side knows that we may not be at the bottom yet, but we got to do what we got to do. And
so, is it in a nutshell, is it hunker down for a rough year, but the future is bright?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and let's. There's a lot of things in these markets that it's not going to just flip overnight. You got the strong dollar, you got the oversupply of crude, you got sluggish economic growth across the world in China, and you've got a lot of places that have taken our technology and learning how to produce oil. And the fact that we're not so reliant on OPEC anymore, you don't see a huge jump when things like the Paris incident happen, because we're producing more oil here, so we're more diversified across the world. And I think it's going to be a really rough 2016. I think we're going to see a fairly significant rig drop again now, unfortunately, because we had a producer last night saying, you take my 15% discount off of a Bakken barrel, and I'm probably getting $21 a barrel. Well, the math doesn't work at $21 a barrel. It doesn't work at $41 a barrel. But we are bringing that down, and I think we're going to keep producing the barrels that we have. We'll see a reduction in the activity again in terms of we'll eventually see a production drop a bit here. But
do you think it'll go under a million?
I do. As we continue to see the rigs drop and we continue to see the wells not being completed, you're going to see that production begin to drop. And we've high graded out we're drilling our best acreage, and we all kind of know that now. But I think the budget yesterday predicted maybe 900,000, 950,000. And the issue really that I think everybody's got to really grasp is that the big pendulum is going to take a long time. Look how long it's taken to swing this direction.
Yep.
We started talking about this 12, 13 months ago. But we're going to have to restore some capital in these companies. Then you're going to have to restore confidence in Wall Street and in the banks.
Yeah, the money's got to come back in, right?
The money's got to come back.
Yeah.
This is a money play.
Yeah.
It's so expensive to drill in these oil shale plays that you've got to be able to attract money. So, we got to prepare for what we do in North Dakota. Long winters. It's going to be a long path ahead, but it's not a bad path.
I know you get a lot of things across your desk. You might not have seen this, but a fellow by the name of Mark Mills wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal about a week ago, in which he described the Bakken play as sort of like a bunch of mini factories. Did you see that one at all?
I did not.
Yeah, and he was making the case for some, he's saying, basically what you're saying, the 2016 is going to be ugly, but the future's bright. But he's saying, in the meantime, let's invest in some technology research. And he's even suggesting that some of it be government funded, because he's saying, this isn't corporate welfare. This makes sense for this country and for our long-term security to use this time to really, you know, when you come out, have some new technology. I don't know what's on the table, if you've heard of anything, but do you like that concept?
I do like that concept because, you now have engineers with time on their hands at some of these companies. And you've got an opportunity to look at, they've been through their operations now trying to get more efficient. How do we get more oil out of that rock with a smaller environmental footprint? And secondly, from a legislative standpoint and a government standpoint, how do we get these communities in this part of the state ahead of the curve going forward, not playing from behind? Let's get them ahead.
I want to ask you about the state budget right now, which is in some measure of distress, very different than anything that's been seen in a long time, and coincidentally, so is oil production and oil revenue. I have heard from many elected leaders that we are decoupled, that we don't, we're not addicted to oil revenue, we're not spending more because of oil revenue. Is that argument over, given our current situation?
Well, I'll let the numbers show them for themselves yesterday. I think that it doesn't matter which aspect of that. We are a commodity state, and I will say energy and agriculture are driven by ag and oil commodities and energy commodities. And you looked at everything, motor vehicle sales, corporate income tax, sales tax, income tax, right on down the line. Certainly you saw the deep impact of those oil tax revenues yesterday in all aspects of that budget. We shaved $1 billion off the general fund, but there was also $1 billion that got shaved off the buckets. which is the money that goes to political subdivisions. The money goes to the Water Resource Development Fund, money that goes to education, money that goes to the Legacy Fund, money that goes to the Outdoor Heritage Fund, all derivatives of the oil tax revenues.
Speaking of which, that Legacy Fund looks pretty good now, doesn't it?
Well, that was a smooth move by North Dakotans, as were all of these other little reserve funds. And we hope that we got to make sure those funds, we keep some money in the kitty yet. So we're going to have to, government's got to do what it's got to do. It's got to trim back just like everybody else.
Enjoy your time with the Northwest landowners today.
Thanks, Scott. This is going to be a good day. It's a good move by these guys to get everybody up here, and we got a good day in February, so I'm looking forward to it.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Tony in Kent, Minnesota, will get to you when we come back after a short timeout. And we are brought to you today in part by our friends at B-Mobile. That's right. You can find them in Jamestown across from the Buffalo Mall. You can find them in Valley City on Main Street. You can find them in Bismarck across from Lowe's. South Fargo, North Fargo, find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. And tell them Scott sent you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Best of the best in soybean and wheat research meetings will be held at Allura Center in Grand Forks on Thursday, February the 4th, and at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Moorhead on Friday, February the 5th. Both meetings will begin at 8:30 and will conclude at 3 p.m. These meetings will review recent research findings on issues that impact soybean and wheat production in the region. Topics include soybean cyst nematode management, soybean diseases, the soybean research recap, systems approach to wheat management, application of fertilizers, a crop marketing and weather outlook for the coming season. Hands-on demonstrations are planned and are a signature part of the program. Participants get a chance to interact with the presenters and see live plant material, including soybean roots with soybean cysts. A noon lunch will be provided at each venue. There is no participation fee, but advanced registration is encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Iowa has sent notice that the Republican nominee and the next president of the United States will not be chosen by the media, will not be chosen by the Washington establishment, will not be chosen by the lobbyists, but will be chosen by the most incredible, powerful force where all sovereignty resides in our nation, by we the people, the American people.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, who had a massive crowd. And he clearly knew what he was going to say, although I think it went a little bit longer than he anticipated. But he was seizing the moment, for sure. By the way, Hillary Clinton, we understand now officially, has won Iowa in the Democratic caucus over Bernie Sanders. Get a load of this. 49.8% to 49.6%. I mean, you are talking the thinnest of margins. 49.8 to 49.6. To me, that's not a victory. I don't think either one of them won. My take on that one. We are live today in Stanley with the Northwest Landowners Association, and they are a busy bunch here with a lot of things going on. I want to say a word about our friends at Polar Service Center. You know, Polar Service Centers now are just down the road here at Killdeer. They're over in Williston as well. And, of course, Billings, too. But they have 30-some locations all throughout the United States. They're the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America and one of the biggest service centers in North America. And they're looking for people. And they called the other day and they said, Scott, you've done such a good job on the radio. We are staffed out. We have everybody in Williston and in Killdeer that we need. But we need some folks in California. So they're literally looking for Sacramento and Portland tank trailer mechanics and service technicians. So if you're an experienced mechanic and you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization, if you have experience with troubleshooting and repairing tank trailers, this is an opportunity for you. And get a load of this. If you have 5-plus years of experience, there's folks making up to $32 an hour doing this work. Polar Service Center, a division of Polar Corporation, so they specialize in the sales and service of tank trailers. But the growth has created the openings now because they're booming for mechanics for their tank trailers. So it's a good deal. If you're interested, I have the cell phone number for the HR director. He will do a quick little pre-screen and get you into the system pronto. 507-696-1164. And if you have an experienced mechanic in the family, tell them about this good deal. 507-696-1164. That is if you want them to move to California or Portland. A lot easier telling folks about jobs in North Dakota than California, for crying out loud. But we want to help the good folks out there. They need them, and they need them quick. Let's get to Tony in Kent, Minnesota, waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Tony?
I just wanted to comment on Ted Cruz. I think he's the best candidate for the Republican Party because I think we're looking for a conservative, and we keep trying these moderates like Gerald Ford, Bob Dole, John McCain, Mitt Romney, and the base stays home. And I think Ted Cruz, one very important thing is the Supreme Court justices the next president will appoint. And I think Ted Cruz would be the best man to get good justice on the Supreme Court, because that is how we're going to lose our Second Amendment, is if we get another liberal on the Supreme Court.
Well, we're going to lose everything if the election next November gives us Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, or some other socialist, because you've identified, in my mind, Tony, the most important issue of this campaign, and that is who is on that Supreme Court. Look what they do already. Imagine if they have more appointees from the left, and there's, you know, talk that it'll be, what, three, as many as four members of the Supreme Court for the next president, if they have two terms. That is really dangerous, and you're exactly right. Now, as to Ted Cruz, who, by the way, has argued before the Supreme Court, wicked smart.
Yes, I know.
And, would know the constitutional arguments very, very well. I agree with you. Ted Cruz would bring out the base in a big, big way. And I know some people feel that Marco Rubio might have a little bit of a problem on that front from the standpoint of the immigration issue. I think he's rock solid on everything else, but he's obviously gone back and forth on the immigration issue. I wonder if Marco Rubio would bring up, you know, maybe not as many conservatives out, that base not quite as walk on broken glass fired up as they would be for Ted Cruz, but more people who are new to the elections, like Trump would. Would folks that could also go the other way, but they say, hey, we've got a younger, Hispanic, conservative, Florida, But you raise a good point. I don't think there's any doubt Ted Cruz right now, the ones that are in the top tier, would be the chief motivator of the conservative base. There's no arguing that. None whatsoever.
Ted Cruz is from Texas. There's a few, of course, Republican would probably get Texas. But I think Ted Cruz is a great, he's a good debater. I think he'll bring people to the Republican Party. And I think, that Rubio, that immigration thing, that's a big thing right now. So I think that's going to hurt him quite a bit.
Yeah, these are good points, Tony, on your part. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Love your analysis, folks. What happened last night? How'd the race change? That's where my wheels are turning today. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's play one of the calls that came in off the air, if you would, Rev.
Hi, just a comment on the caucus last night. Trump not winning, basically, in my opinion, gives us hope still, because that is not a presidential individual. Thank you.
All right, not a presidential individual. I want some of the Trump faithful to come in and tell me what happened last night and what will happen. Where are you? Here's Roger, who emails, this Dem is tickled that Trump was thumped by Cruz. Many outsider talk was overstated. I don't know what that means. Maybe outsider talk was overstated. Trump boycott of debate, a huge, huge mistake. How liberal is Iowa? 68% of Iowans have no problem voting for a Democratic socialist. Okay. Thank you for that. Comments by email. You can send them in a number of different ways. And we love email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We love when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And when Todd, the radio god Mitchell, returns tomorrow on the program, you'll be able to text him directly as well. Or you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message with your comment. Press 2, and chat with us live on the air. Jamie says, Hillary or Bernie? It doesn't make a dime's worth of difference which one wins. They're both socialist and agree on the same thing about 99% of the time. Any Democrat is just a continuation of Obama. All right. I would disagree. I think Bernie Sanders would make it more likely that a Republican wins. Hillary Clinton and her machine, the machine that she has, let's be honest, that's a machine, okay? They're going to be formidable. They'll use pipes to knees to get votes, right? That just happens in the Clinton world. And I think Sanders would not, again, he's going to get some of these burn crazies out. But I don't think in a general election, I'd much rather face Bernie Sanders come November. Absolutely. But I hear you. They're both, there's not a dime's worth of difference between their way of thinking. I'm going to give you that. I'm just talking about electability. All right. You got my take. Welcome yours. Doug Goring's going to check in with us. Some talk, we might have Ed Schaefer join us on the program too to talk budget at UND and much more coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey everybody, Steve Holcomb here. I'd like to talk to all you dads out there. You can't put a price on family time and memories with the kids, and that's why I'm so excited about our upcoming trip to see the Minnesota Wild. Whenever we do these trips, it's so cool to see dads and kids having fun together, and you can't put a price on that. We're making it easy. A top-of-the-line tour bus is going to take us down in the morning, back home in the evening, one day down and back, no parking worries, no driving, thanks to Dave Noah Remax Legacy Realty. And we've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end of the Wild shoot at twice. Several former UND players will be on the ice for both the Wild and the Florida Panthers. Sunday, February 28th, it's only $229 per person, but we only have a few tickets. Email Marie at flagfamily.com or call 855-200-1776 and hit extension 3. It'll be a blast and you'll be a hero for taking the kids. Bring mom too and make it a big family event. Marie at flagfamily.com or 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Democratic Party and this campaign stands for what is best in America, and we have to be united. When it is all said and done, we have to be united against a Republican vision and candidates who would drive us apart and divide us.
Oh, yes, yes, that's exactly right. Don't you love that, the little scare tactic of Miss Hillary Clinton? Does it sound like nails on a chalkboard to anybody else when she does that kind of shrill, like, scream thing? I just want to run and, like, plug my ears. I'm sorry. For all you Hillary Clinton fans, all 10 of you that can meet in a phone booth in, downtown Bismarck, that's my apologies there. I had a little truth serum there. Anyway, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We are live at the International Expo of the Northwest Landowners Association. That is going on in Stanley, North Dakota today. Beautiful Stanley, North Dakota. Sun is shining, and, a few clouds are rolling in now, but a lot of sky out there, and looking forward to chatting with a lot of folks. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. If you don't have a MyPillow yet, you got to listen to Karen. She said, hey, before I bought MyPillow, I would wake up every day with a headache. I'm a side sleeper. No neck support. So I've had my MyPillow now 3 years. I will never sleep on anything else. Best out there. And I've tried a few. Lauren says, the relief MyPillow offers is priceless. And guess what, folks? Not a big ticket. 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Questions, comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550. Doug Goring is here, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, member of the North Dakota Industrial Commission, and one of the speakers here today on the roster at the Northwest Landowners Association Expo. Checking in for a couple of minutes. Hello, Doug.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I am doing well. Doing well. Just got in from D.C. last night and got up here this morning.
You travel like crazy, don't you? I mean, you're every corner of North Dakota, wherever you got
to
go.
You know, if the feds would just stop trying to over-regulate us, I wouldn't have to take off and be gone so much.
But seriously, we were talking about that earlier. You know, the Supreme Court being the most important part of this upcoming election. Think about that, because all of these regulations are going to need to be challenged on a constitutional basis. And if they stack the court, we're done.
Well, that's just it. We, if we lose legislatively and you have the judicial branch and you have the executive branch that are doing this to us, it's a lost cause for a while. We're just going to have to fight back tooth and nail, or Congress is going to have to be able to pass things that can't be vetoed.
What will be your message before the Northwest Landowners Association, which is a growing, vibrant group that you have been actively engaged with for some time? Which was a bit courageous when you first started doing it, right? Because there were some folks on the other side of that were a little antagonistic. And, there's still people that disagree, but there's dialogue going on now, right?
Well, there is, and you just have to stick to your principles. And it's about getting the message out there. It's about being engaged in the conversation, and sometimes it's just misconceptions and misinformation that keep us apart. Once you have the opportunity to sit down and start talking about what those issues and concerns are, you really make a lot more headway. And that's a lot of what we've been doing over, well, I've been doing it for the last 7 years since I came into office. I think the second month out, I started to get calls about issues in western North Dakota and northern North Dakota, all related to energy. What was going on with where well sites were and tank batteries and roads and livestock that were being impacted. And after you get involved and you start dealing with these issues and some of the pipeline issues, you bring a different perspective to the table to help companies understand. But not only that, there's another side to this, which is companies are acting in good faith with good intentions, and sometimes because of contractors and subcontractors, that intent isn't being followed through on. So then you have this division and this chasm that's created, and you got to do your best to try and build a bridge back and get everybody understanding where everybody's coming from and have an appreciation for the land, a respect for it, and trying to understand what somebody else is doing, and let's try to stay within the confines. But then, to that respect, as a farmer, when I work with other farmers, you inherently know things that you would do and wouldn't do. And maybe that culture isn't well understood, so that was another side of working with companies, to understand what that culture is, so that when you're working with a landowner, you're working with a farmer and a rancher, you have to do certain things, and you have to look at things from their perspective. I remember a little story that took place out by Watford City. They built a road, and they were so proud. The contractor was so proud of the road, and they're standing on the road. And this individual told me that, you know, it looked beautiful. And the company was proud. The contractor was proud, except for there was one thing missing. They didn't plant any vegetation in the ditch. That's what's important to the landowner, to the farmer. It's about beautification, but it's also about utilization. So it's just a matter of trying to get everybody on the same page. A lot of what I'm going to talk about today is our program, what we're doing. It has two parts to it. The first part is going to be about getting on the ground, looking at the problem, looking at the issue, getting it from the landowner's perspective, then bringing the company in and sitting down and talking about what's a reasonable solution in a reasonable timeline to get this fixed, working from the easement first, but then trying to get some other things resolved. Second part of our program is really about working with those landowners and farmers and ranchers to understand those things that you want to build into an easement, because that's the first thing they're going to go to and work with.
Good stuff, and I'm glad you're here. I know they're glad you're here, and I think it's wonderful that you've been part of that dialogue and kind of be the connector to say you need to understand North Dakota culture, companies. You need to, you know, and hey, landowners, you need to understand what's going on there. Let's get all the facts. It's North Dakota nice. It's the way it should be done, you know. So good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Take care, Scott.
Yeah, you bet. Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Let's see here. I'm going to get Jerome and Devil's Lake in, and then we have a special guest joining us to talk a little bit about the budget situation in North Dakota, and specifically at the University of North Dakota. Jerome, Devil's Lake, you've been waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just want to make a comment about I just find it hard to believe that there's so many stupid people in this country that will back Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's a liar and a cheat, and these people are just nuts backing her. That's my comment.
Yeah, well, you didn't leave much room for having us have to decipher your opinion, Jerome. I thought I was bold in my opinions, but I hear you. It's as frustrating as all get out to see it sometimes, but appreciate the call. Something's in the water in Devil's Lake. 21 before the top of the hour. Let's go to our newsmaker line, and the president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer, joins us. Ed, how you doing?
I'm well. Good morning, Scott.
So the headlines are full of concern over a budget process for the state that just got more challenging. And, of course, UND was already in a little bit of a budget situation. Give me an update on how UND will handle this news.
Well, I think, we're looking at it as an opportunity to really reshape the university. You know, we went through this in the 90s as a whole state, and I had the experience, the opportunity to walk through that. And as we reshaped budgets, as we looked at efficiencies, as we set our priorities and funded them properly, you know, we set a financial foundation for North Dakota that 10 years later, we were the best economic, best run state, had the highest rate of growth, had all, you know, all of the accolades that we were the best state in the United States of America. And it was because we built that solid financial foundation. And I have to tell you, these are not fun times for a governor, to have to make these cuts is hard, it's painful. But, you know, he's doing the right thing. Governor Dalrymple is doing the right thing to continue the financial integrity of North Dakota. That will set the course forward. And that's what we're going to do at the University of North Dakota. We're going to look at our priorities. We're going to fund them properly. We're going to find every efficiency we can. We're going to analyze every program that's on the table and say, is this the best mission that we have? Is this the highest priority? Is this reach for the best educational experience for our students? You know, and we're going to deal that properly. And I'm convinced that we will come out of this budget challenge having a stronger, better, bigger University of North Dakota. It's not going to be easy. There's pain involved. It's not fun. But we're going to roll up our sleeves. Everybody in the university is going to be involved. And we will set our priorities, fund them, and make a stronger university rising to the challenge that the chancellor has given us in the system.
What do you think of the concept of across-the-board cuts? Is that not a really bad idea?
Yeah, I'm not keen on across-the-board cuts. We've done it in the federal government a lot, and we have done it in state government a lot. And we've done it, we've seen it with various agencies in private sector, too. But in my opinion, when you just cut across the board, you're just starving. You're just starving everything out. And then you get a thing like, okay, well, I don't have enough money, so I'm going to skim off my maintenance, put that maintenance money into salary increases, and then I'm going to go hat in hand to the legislature and say, my buildings are falling down, help me, I need maintenance dollars. So that's what happens when you just go across the board. Or you just lop off one program and, take your arm off, kind of thing. And I think it's more important to focus on the priorities, to say, this is the number one thing we do at the university. This is the number two thing we do at the university. Fund them fully, fund them appropriately with people, resources, dollars. Move down the line until you run out of money, and then you better analyze pretty strongly what's under the line.
We have just a short time left, about 45 seconds, but I do want to ask you about the logo situation. I know there remains a great deal of hand-wringing over the Fighting Hawks, count me among them, that really is going to have a hard time ever accepting that name, especially given the process that brought us to us. But a lot of people are looking to the logo to sort of, put this in the rearview mirror and look forward. Can a logo do that, and how are you doing on it quickly?
I think it can. The budget and the logo and the nickname are going to reshape the university. We're on the cusp of a new University of North Dakota. We're going to change the culture. We're going to change the direction. We're going to add value to the University of North Dakota by graduating solid students, engaged in the community, capable leaders, and we're going to have engaged and well-paid faculty, and we're going to have great staff. And that's what adds the value to the university. And we're going to, years from now, we'll look back at this time and say, we were all involved in starting that new school. And I think it's kind of exciting times for the university, and I believe strongly it can be done.
We're in Stanley, North Dakota, for the Northwest Landowners Association Annual Expo. And you'll be proud to know that I'm one booth away from Tommy Kenville and the Center for Innovation Foundation that are out here talking to a lot of landowners about all the wonderful things happening with unmanned aerial systems and all the great development going on the campus of UND and throughout the Grand Forks region. So I thought you'd like that, too.
That's terrific.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's kind of hard to know what to call you these days. It's governor, Mr. Secretary, and now it's president. But that is music to my ears. The president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer. Good stuff, and we continue to hear great things about what's going on. So you take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Scott. Good to hear. Good to be with your listeners.
Another update on what's happening at the expo here coming up. Don't forget, Governor Dalrymple will join us tomorrow on the budget issue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Perfectly clear that it's okay to live by godly principles of loving your fellow man, caring about your neighbor, developing your God-given talents to the utmost so that you become valuable to the people around you, having values and principles that govern your life. And if we do that, not only will we remain a pinnacle nation, but we will truly have one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much.
I love that guy. Ben Carson, unafraid. He is absolutely unafraid. And that was a great comment. You know, what he was basically saying is, you know, we're made out to be some sort of three-headed aliens because we actually aren't afraid to say, you know, God bless you, or we, you know, have some faith. And all we're really doing is living by godly principles, and we all ought to. It was great stuff. Really, really good. And I had a great time. I watched the whole thing,
at the Mainstay Suites in Stanley. Actually, we had a little impromptu viewing party of the Iowa caucus. And they have a great little pub there and restaurant. We had a meal there, had a beer or two, and watched the events. It was, you know, all was missing was popcorn. It was unbelievable. And a shout out to some of the guys we watched with. Tyler Nicholson, he's with Strobel Energy Group, 23 years old, but smart as a whip, really into the politics, just unbelievable. Jesse Kasma from Kasma Construction in Stanley, and then the mayor of Ross, Wyatt Seibel, was there, who's with Bison Builders Oil and Gas Division. So shout out to those guys and the great staff at the wonderful Mainstay Suites in Stanley, North Dakota. Tomorrow, we will be at the North Dakota Safety Council annual meeting, which starts today, actually started yesterday, and continues through Thursday. So we'll be there actually later this afternoon doing Energy Matters, and also tomorrow, Governor Dalrymple, our guest tomorrow, at the North Dakota Safety Council event, Bismarck Event Center. Don't want to miss it. All right, a couple of guests we still want to get to before we wrap up at the Northwest Landowners Association Expo in Stanley, North Dakota. And before we do that, here's a summary of some of the calls that are coming in on what happened last night. Roll it.
Scott, you just commented on Hillary. Candidates that would drive us apart and divide us. How about Obama for the last 7 years? How did that unite the country? Bye, Scott.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful, beautiful university system we've got in North Dakota. I wonder how many socialists they produced there in the last 10, 20 years. Yeah. That's where they come from. That's where all them socialists are coming from. They're the ones that are voting, all them young people.
Scott, I'm one of them Trump supporters, and I think Trump did real well in Iowa, and he handled it real well. You even commented on his good response. I'm really concerned with Rubio on both the immigration issue and Obama trade. I just don't like his stand there. If you support him on that, you need to explain why. Have a good day.
All right, I will, but not today. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I'm for whoever the nominee is, without question, and I'm watching it close. But my heart pick is Rubio, I'll tell you that. And a close second would be Carson. I like Ted Cruz, but I am worried about his electability, and I don't know why. He's not my heart pick, because he's rock solid on a lot of the issues. But my heart pick is Rubio, I just got to tell you. You're going to get the real deal here. Hey, let's catch up with some more of the folks. An unbelievable lineup of speakers at the Northwest Landowners gathering here in Stanley today. Allison Ritter from the Department of Mineral Resources is here. Hello, Allison.
Hello, Scott.
How are you doing?
Oh, I am so glad to be here. It's so nice to get out of the office.
Is it? Yeah, get us among folks that are here. What do you make of the buzz in the room today? Busy place.
You know, it's great to see this many people here. When I saw that this event was going on, my first thought was we have to be there. As a state agency and the oil and gas division, it's important that we're out just talking to folks and hearing what they have to say. And so I brought two really smart people with me, Cody Vanderbush, who's our reclamation specialist. That's some big concerns out there right now. And then, of course, pipelines, what's going on with pipelines in our state. And so I brought with me Kevin Connors, who's our pipeline program supervisor. And it's a new position. He's building a program from the ground up, and I'm not going to steal his thunder because he's sitting right next to me, but I'm really proud to bring these two guys with me, and I'm really excited to have someone like Kevin sitting in the role that he's sitting in.
That's awesome. Hey, Kevin, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Scott.
What do you do? So tell us about this this job that Allison just described, what your ultimate goal is,
sure.
What's your mission?
Well, first of all, I'm just really happy to be here. I think this is a great venue. I've worked for the state of North Dakota for 5 years now, and one of my favorite parts about working for the state is working for the people of North Dakota, and so that's something I take great pride in, and I love meeting the people and talking with them and learning from them. So one of the things I'm doing is I'm building a regulatory program. You know, the last legislative session, our state legislature gave us more regulatory authority over underground gathering pipelines, and so the next logical step is to build a regulatory program that includes hiring staff, field inspectors. When it's all said and done, we're going to have 6 field inspectors, 2 in each field office, which is Williston, Dickinson, and Minot. And right now, I'm really the phase that I'm in building that program is with the regulations. And so we're amending our rules and regulations to encompass more underground gathering pipelines in terms of their installation, bonding those pipelines, The right-of-way reclamation.
And real quick, gathering pipeline would be what? Explain that.
Sure. So underground gathering pipelines are the pipelines that are intended or designed to transfer crude oil or gas or produce water from a well site or a production facility to either a disposal well for the brine water or a gas processing facility for the gas or a point or points of sale.
So more like a feeder almost, huh?
Sure, yeah, it gathers the fluids that are produced at the surface and transports them.
And I say the easiest way to break it down is those gathering pipelines. Think of them like your city streets, whereas your interstate pipelines, your larger TSC ones are the
highways.
Right, highways.
Interstates. Yeah, very interesting. We'll look forward to hearing more about it as you continue to build that.
All right, thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Allison, nice to see you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And thanks, one and all, for listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tomorrow, live at the Bismarck Event Center with the North Dakota Safety Council, Governor Jack Dalrymple, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and others, our guests from the Safety Council. God bless you, one and all. We'll see you tomorrow from Stanley. Bye-bye. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker, you want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.